Oh my god, yo.
You're hosting.
I know I'm the host. Yeah, I'm definitely the host. Yeah. Okay, guys. What's up, guys? It's me, Lemon, and that is. Introduce yourself.
I'm Cookie.
And today we're gonna be talking about.
I'm gonna go ahead and say before the podcast gets far, I won't be talking much due to the fact I just feel very horrible right now. Like, not as in like mentally horrible, but like.
Physically.
I'm in a lot of physical body pain.
And so that means that your favorite ADHD bitch here is going to be the host. So that's nice. Cookie has left the podcast in my hands. You guys are in for a ride.
I'm still gonna be here. We'll talk a lot.
She's not here. What are you guys talking about? She's not here. She's not here. There's no such thing as an AD. I've never heard of the thing. Okay, so today we're gonna be. Well, today I'm just gonna explain this. So basically, we don't know what our podcast should be. As you've seen our last podcast and our very first podcast, we're still gonna try to do something like our first podcast. Except we're gonna have actual more people, you know, people that are fine with talking, and they don't have to, because there's a robot voice while we're here. Well, all I care. I don't know about Amy, but I don't know. But so we're just gonna have a lot of things today. And so we don't know what we want our podcast
to be. I don't know what I thought. We're just gonna have a lot of gay.
Gay. Our headline, gay. We're gonna get canceled. They're like, let's cancel gay for being gay. Okay, so basically, we're gonna try to play fun games or whatever. You know, I wanna play Mafia one day, but we don't have enough people for that. So, we're gonna try to, you know, further down, you know? And we're gonna try to do RPGs or whatever. You know, all that cool, fun stuff. But we're also gonna be tea time.
Plan, not animated, and not a secret hatred for one another. I mean, what? I didn't just say that.
Huh? Ooh. I'm adopted.
Nothing.
Uh huh. A secret hatred.
Just overflowed the tea cup.
We love each other. We're best friends.
Overflowed the whole tea cup in that bitch.
Anyways, so we're now copying Danplan. I mean, Danplan was an inspiration to stop the
pop. The word is inspiration you're looking for.
Danplan was an inspiration. Inspiration to start the podcast the first time, but now my inspiration, Square One cosplay. You're probably thinking, hey, this isn't a cosplay, we can't see anything, but deep down inside, I love cosplay, and one day you will too, or not, I don't know, that's your choice.
As far as you know, I'm already set to talk about.
What? No, Papio's mine.
You can be dressed like Uraraka.
You can be Uraraka.
You don't know.
I'll be whoever the fuck.
You're Deku. I'm sorry.
I'm not Deku.
Deku.
Stop.
You are Deku.
I'd rather. No, I'm not gonna say it.
Had an emo phase. Now is out of emo phase but still cries very easily. You're Deku.
Shut up. Deku didn't have an emo phase.
Yes, he did. He's still in his emo phase.
I'm not in my
motherfucker,
emo
motherfucker, he probably listened to anyone because I listened to him. Motherfucker probably blast Panic at the Disco.
I'm Nagito. brings up anime character from a completely different anime.
If you just thought he was probably blasting Green Day.
I'm Nagito from Danganronpa, okay? Oh my god. Okay, we all know that Kuno is clearly Bakugo. No, no one can take that role from him. You know what? You know who I am? I'm Tomura Shigaraki.
Leave. Go.
Just like fucking.
Be gone, fuck.
Be gone. I do not wish to be honey anymore. Okay, so.
No, anyway. No, you gotta do the place. Stop. I do not wish to be horny anymore.
So, we don't want to
be... I don't care what anyone says. Shigaraki low-key be hot.
Yeah, maybe if you put some chapstick on. Anyways, guys, as you will tell...
My phone's turned off, I'm sorry. Being turned off, I'm sorry.
Amethyst sometimes, you know, talks over me when I'm this and
I'm just louder than you. You gotta accept that.
And that's why you're Yuraka. Anyways.
Should I be insulted? Shigaraki is louder than anybody.
I'm so morastic. How does someone that talks like that is so loud?
Someone who sounds like he's whispering, but he's yelling. It's confusing.
I just don't
understand. Don't mind me casually playing Ghost of Tsushima while doing this.
Guys, boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room. Let's go and kill Endeavor. Todoroki-kun, no! Todoroki-kun, yes! I just had to get that out of my system. Okay, let's, focus.
Do I need to call the therapist?
No. Mom, I'm fine. Anyways.
Okay. Sure.
So, we don't want it to be a tea time podcast because, you know, we don't want it to be like Keemstar. I'm really trying to get his cancer. And, yeah. So, my inspiration for this podcast, seriously, it's quite and Cyrus.
We're not going to accuse somebody of being a pedophile, what?
When did quite accuse someone of being a
pedophile? Oh, he's one of the people that accused Lazo of being a pedo.
Oh, I don't think I'll watch that video.
He did it with I'm Alex and all the other people. It's not very talked about because he did it the least of everyone, I think.
I still like.
I'm still a fan of Quite, but still, I just wanted to make the joke.
Yeah, you don't have to agree with everything your favorite YouTuber says. I'm not gonna say any names, but. So also Cyrus. Yes, I love Cyrus, guys. You guys should know this. Well, you actually probably should. Some of you probably like, who is Quite? Who is
people Cyrus? Know who Quite is. I'm sorry, but people know who Quite is.
Yeah. You probably like, who is Cyrus? And I'm disappointed in
you. Why does my phone screen keep like turning off while we're doing this?
It's just like, you're better in the podcast right now. Gonna come to your house. Anyways, so if you don't go on
can
YouTube,
I be heard from here?
And yes.
Okay.
If you don't go on YouTube right now and look up Cyrus, and then you see that green profile photo of the green bird, yeah, go subscribe to him now.
Me still remembering when I got harassed and banned from Cyrus's OG server because I was a bully.
I forgot about that story.
Ever tell you that story?
No.
You want the story?
Do you want to tell the whole podcast about that story?
But Cyrus's server, like the OG server, he has a new server now, but he had an old server. And this was when he, like, around the time he, like, first hit a mil. And his old Discord server was super, super toxic. And I have my persona as my profile picture on Discord.
Yes.
And at this point, I had already been harassed in previous servers, but not to this extent. Like, there were moderators harassing me to a point I snapped, and they used that as an excuse to ban me.
Oh, yeah. So, Cyrus's server rules are now different. By the way, I don't know. Do you want me to? Should I read them?
I'm in his new server. I know them.
Oh, I think Oracy's. I'm in the new server on the Pruno account that is a mod for Pruno's thing. So I'm on the blanks account. This is basically right now. So, So, also, oh yeah, so, quote unquote, Blink said that we can refer to her as Teddy. So, yeah, we're gonna refer to her.
That feels very, very weird, but I'll go with it.
Yeah. not me remembering that one time.
Because her boyfriend doesn't like, so I feel like he probably wouldn't appreciate me calling her Teddy.
I mean, everyone calls her Teddy now. So
but, I don't give a fuck what he wants. What?
Okay, so I'm trying to go to Casual Hub Kids Edition. But give me a second. What the fuck?
Okay, are you gonna continue the podcast?
Yeah, okay, so I was gonna read the rules, but
my boy. Just continue.
Something. Okay. Okay, I'll talk to you about it later. But, so, basically, guys, we're gonna be talking about tea. And, first, I need a topic, because I don't know much tea other than about the riot, and I kind of don't want to talk about that, because I don't give a shit.
Cancel culture.
Well, I do, but I don't.
Cancel culture.
Trying to get us canceled before we get even do anything? But, cancel culture scares me. I don't like them. I hate them. Okay? They all suck. I'm sorry if you guys are in cancel culture, but I'm not here to cancel anyone except for 2020. Okay? And also, I don't like cancel culture for this specific reason. They, well, like, if someone killed themselves and it happened to be a reason of cancel culture, anyone that talks about it, cancel culture will try to cancel them. And cancel culture, most of the time, cancel culture doesn't have a good reasoning to why they want to cancel people. They just do it. I don't know, man. Cancel culture just... I barf. I gag. I'm disowning any of you. All of you are my children, and I will disown you if you end up being like cancel culture. Next topic.
I'm watching the cutscene.
Pay attention, child. Give me the next topic.
Just wait. Just continue. No. You're the host.
You're the host. What are you talking about?
You're the host. We agreed were the host for this podcast.
This podcast. Okay, we're gonna do what I want now. Okay, guys, so I'm gonna find out what we should do. You guys, how was you guys' Christmas? I know you guys can't talk back right now, but like, you know, I'm just gonna give you at least 5 seconds to just explain your Christmas in one word. 5, 4.
My Christmas was cool. I have a hoverboard now. I got a new guitar. I got a PC. I'm playing on my monitor. The PC tower, though, the tower was faulty, so I have to get a new tower. But I'm still using my keyboard and mouse and just using them on my PlayStation. I also got clothes, games.
That's cool.
And a safe and shoes.
So, guys, we. I have this thing that I'm working on, and it's called a story on Wattpad. And I know some of you know what that is, because if you're still watching this and you're from the previous, you probably are either you probably are part of the LGBT or is an LGBT ally, which I'm hoping you are, because if you're not an ally, hi, please don't be homophobic. So basically I am working on the story, and it I would be very happy if you guys, you know, checked it out or something. And when I finish it, I will be putting it in a description somewhere. I don't know where it will be, but it will be somewhere. Trust me. Amethyst, do you have anything to say? Amethyst, do you have the
what?
Headpads are nice. Do you guys have, do you have anything to say? Do you?
Do I have anything to say?
Yeah. Yes.
Not really, no.
Actually, guys,
I'm sorry.
My podcast inspiration, like 100%. Like, I'm being straight up honest with you guys. Curtis Connor. I love Curtis Connor, and I love this
My
video.
Guy, you said a while ago it was Quite. You can't just come up with a new thing.
No, okay, so Quite is my whole...
You can have more than one inspiration, my guy.
I know, but Curtis is like the king of
it. Also, I don't
mean
to be the one to say this, but wasn't I the one that came up with the idea for us to do the podcast?
No, we both did. I was like, we should do a podcast. And you were like, yeah, I want to do a podcast. We should do one together. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
I had already been doing a podcast, remember?
Yeah, yeah. You were like, yeah, I want to do... No, you said...
You
said...
You want to do a podcast for me. My guy.
Yeah, you were like... No, so I was like, we should do a podcast. And you were like, well, I want to start my own podcast one day. And then I was like, we should do a podcast together, and you should have like your thing. You should like have your thing on the podcast. You're like, yeah, and I should do my own podcast on the side too. And that's what happened.
No, I already had a podcast. You're remembering very incorrectly, my guy.
Bro,
I already have a podcast. I've been doing my own podcast for like 2 months at this point. And then I wanted to do a podcast with you. And I asked if you wanted to do a podcast with me.
What the fuck just happened, huh? Sounded like my earbud just connected to two different fucking devices. Also, I don't remember you telling me that.
It was two years ago. I highly doubt you.
Exactly! It was 2 years ago. How you expect, out of all the things we've talked about, all the fucking cringy things we talked about, you expect me to remember that? How? I can barely remember my name. Guys, wanna know something? If I never got on my emo stage, I wouldn't be here right now, because when I was in my emo stage, I hated Amethyst with a burning passion. Why? I don't remember. So yeah, that's nice. This podcast is a mess. It's everywhere. We're just we're still getting things decided. Amethyst doesn't know what to do. I don't know what to do. We don't know what to do together, okay? Everything's just so... I don't know. Everything's everywhere. And technically, we're both busy. Well, I know I am, especially with school. But, like, that's besides the point. Zoned out. Okay, well, what's the next topic, broski? Broski.
My guy, we agreed you're the host.
Okay, but the next topic you know, I don't know as much stuff as you do. God, I don't go on Twitter.
Don't,
you know why.
My guy, this is why I didn't want to do this anymore. I'm in pain.
You know why I don't go on Twitter, okay? It scares me.
You have an NSFW account, my guy.
Shut up! That's what I said. It scares me.
One thing, child pornography. It's not porn of him. It's hentai. I just wanted to make that clear real quick.
Yeah, story hentai. No photos. No photos.
I remember back, Twitter used to have an actual problem with child pornography. You get what I mean. Like, of course they had a problem, but I mean, like, there was a lot of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand how that could end up happening on such a dominant platform, too. Like, how careless can you be of your platform?
Hey, open up Discord right quick.
I can't, because then I won't be able to talk on podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you go to the Cancer Hub, you know, Cyrus's thing... Everything is basically deleted. I don't know, man. Everything's just deleted. Like, there's information, and then there's, like, hashtag rules, and there's no rules. Like, all the rules have been deleted. And it's, like, Cyrus, read the rules if you haven't already. And then it's Cyrus, like, literally this year. Like, three, and, on the third, it was like, get it, cause you can't, lol. Wait, what? It seems like he deleted them. I don't know, cause he said, on January 3rd, he was like, get it, cause you can't, lol. How the fuck did I get so many reactions I didn't even know? And I just don't understand what's happening. Did I miss a video or something? I haven't been on YouTube for a while. I took a break from
that. I don't even know, man. I haven't watched Cyrus in months.
I just know that I took a break from Discord. I took a break from YouTube. What's happening, guys? What the fuck? Welcome to Kids Edition. What's Cyrus got going on, guys? Want to explain? Mutual servers? Mutual friends? What's happening, guys? I'm lost. Okay. Anyways. I'm doing this out of spite, but... I feel like... You guys ever, like, do something and you finish, but it's just, like, you know... You don't, like, you feel like it's undone, like, you know, it's like, I'm sorry I'm saying that so much, but it's just, you don't know what to do, you feel like it's, like, unaccomplished, unfinished, and you feel like, you don't know what it is, and you're just like, I feel like it's missing something. And I've said, like, one too many times. Like and subscribe, guys. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. I don't know what our YouTube name is, but you should subscribe to it. And yeah, that's fine. Hey, Amethyst, did you subscribe to our YouTube channel? What? Oh yeah, you should go check out Amethyst's Twitch. They don't talk though because she doesn't have a mic.
I have a microphone now. Actually, I talk in my streams now.
Oh. I have not seen Amethyst's streams. You're probably thinking, hey, that's advertising without proof. Well, Amethyst has seen Amethyst's streams. So, ha.
To be fair, I've been doing it for months now as well, so.
Also, Amethyst just doesn't tell me her Twitch, so it's...
I don't tell you because I didn't think you'd want to watch it.
See, you should still
do it. I'm that type
of
person where I don't really expect my friends to watch my social media shit.
You should still do it. Force me to, like I force you to take care of me. Yes, I forced Amethyst to adopt me. She has tried to unadopt me so many times, but I just forged her signature, so.
The adoption center keeps rejecting my request.
Yeah, they don't want me back.
And how much you want to bet people are going to take that seriously and not realize it's a joke?
You're going to be like, should we call the
Wait, so a person that's like a year older than you adopted you? Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, yes. They're like, are you sure? Is that how
you positive? No, bitch. No, bitch. It's a joke.
You're like, hey guys, where is your dream place to move when you get older? Mine
London.
Is
London.
Not in America. If I had to choose somewhere that was in America, I would definitely choose Oklahoma. Tulsa.
Oklahoma!
But no, seriously.
Sweet home, Alabama!
No. That's... No.
It's sad because that song's an actual good song that was ruined by a meme. A very fucked up meme.
That always happens. I don't even know what to talk about anymore. Hey, you guys know that one guy that made a song and just disappeared? He like made one song and it blew up and he just disappeared.
What guy are we talking about? What was the song?
I really forgot the name of the song. I'm a bad host. Why would you let me? How could you? Can't believe you done this. How could you have done this, bro? Guys, we should do a live stream so like you guys can actually talk to us. Cause that would have been fun to answer questions. Guys, it's more simpler for me to do that because Amethyst actually has topics. I have topics, but
I have topics. I'd be the host like I normally am. Just as I said, I feel horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. I think she has COVID, guys.
Don't make that joke. Don't make that joke. But I can confirm it is not because I'm not coughing nor sneezing. I don't feel sick. I'm just in pain.
Like, what happened? Did you fall on the stairs? Grandma, did you break your back? Come on. What did I say about going downstairs?
Shut up.
What? You made the joke earlier. You were like, I'm getting old.
I am getting old.
Not old. You're not old.
I am. I'm getting to the age of being old.
Guys, she is at the age after you get you're allowed to get your driver's license. She's not that old.
You mean after you get your permit? Well, actually, no. I'm only 2 years from being a classified adult.
We're only 2 years. I'm not ready, guys. These years went by too fast. Yeah, stop. Stop. I said stop.
Me wanting to mention the joke of, but didn't we want them to go by fast? We're talking about 2019 and 2020.
I mean, I wanted the... Yeah, but like...
Why does everyone hate 2019? I don't remember anything bad about 2019.
Exactly.
I don't remember anything bad about it. So why do people, like... look at it as if it was a bad year.
They were like, bro, 2019 was a bad year. It prepared us for 2020. It didn't prepare us for 2020. That's exactly why. They're just like... What's your Twitch name?
Glitchy Amy.
Just straight up glitchy.
What?
So I was right when I guessed it.
Yes.
And you said I was wrong.
We've had the conversation that it's the same as my Insta and everything, but I just never told you. I just kind of figured you figured it out because I straight up said It's the same as my Instagram one time.
If I look up Glitchy Amy, there's Glitchy Amy, you, and then there's Glitchy Andy, and I'm like, I didn't know Amy had a Twitter. There's literally Glitchy Andy, and he has, you have, 3 more followers than he does.
Ha!
Glitchy Aiden. Then why is your name Glitchy?
It's, it's Glitchy Amy, but, like, the Amy is spelt with an E instead of a Y.
Yeah, guys. I thought you guys said it's because Amethyst. I don't know, guys.
For some reason, people don't, like put those two things together.
And they're just like, maybe Amethyst has a Y.
Some people pronounce it as Aim.
Guys, it's different. It's not Amy from Markiplier, okay? There's a... I hated the way I said that.
No, I'm just gonna stop playing Ghostbusters for now, cause I'm gonna rage in a minute.
Guys, my fingertips—they're very cold. I am very cold, and I now saw consumed like and warm. Yes, me. This would have been a great live stream. Great live. It was me as a. Guys, we're gonna find a platform for me to be live, and you just hear about.
I mean,
voice.
You could just live stream on Spoon.
The fuck is that? Spoon.
It's a live streaming service for nothing but talking.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's not a small streaming service, but yeah.
Hey guys, do you guys have Spoon?
I think it's called Spoon, I'm pretty sure.
I know you guys heard that. I don't know if Amy heard that, but I heard that.
What?
And it scared me.
What?
When I was saying, hey guys, if you have Spoon, I heard something go like...
You should have said a headphone warning. Could be because I'm laying on my couch now.
Like, it really scared me. And it was like in the background.
Of everything. I'm not playing the game, I will try to participate more.
You know,
should I just lay in bed instead?
Yeah, the thing is, I thought it was you, and then you played it off so cool, I was like, wait, no.
Well, obviously, I wouldn't know if I did it, but I assumed it would be me, because I moved my phone.
Yeah, I was like, did she do that? Because,
Well, not on purpose, obviously, but yeah, it was my phone.
Because you were in mid-talk, so I was like, I don't know.
Because I was stretching, and I did that, I guess, accidentally mid-talking.
I was like, I was so scared.
Are you the only one that prefers laying on your living room couch over your bed? Is that just me?
I mean, depends what kind of couch it is. If it's one of those, like... rough couches, no. I hate those. So
it's not rough, but it's not like bouncy, if that makes sense. Like, it's soft.
Okay,
it's like
guys,
it's one of those couches where, like, if it's cold in your living room, the couch will be cold, so it's perfect. You get a blanket, you have a cold couch, and you have a balanced temperature.
Wait, on Spoon, can you do live streams with people?
I'm pretty sure you can. We could always just stream on Instagram.
Okay, so that is boring as hell. That shit boring as hell.
You remember when my editing account popped off and like I had like 100 viewers on a stream at one time?
Yeah.
Do you remember back then? It was when my sister had moved into her house with that dickhead. And like we were helping her clean it. Remember it? And I was live streaming because I was bored. I had nothing better to do. I was just talking to the stream. And I had like 100 viewers. And now that I look back at it, why the fuck did I have 100 viewers for doing nothing?
Wow. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like it would be easier to just stream on Instagram. But it's I highly doubt people will go find our Instagrams, but I think we could stream on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to find my Instagram, it's lemon coffee, but instead of two E's, it's two I's at the end, and that's it. There's no space
to No, no. My Instagram is the same as my Twitch. My Twitter is also the same. Everything, all of my handles are glitchy.
Also, I just want to say that, guys, it says my bio says partner, and then it has Kruno's at. That is not my relationship partner.
That's my business partner. Yeah, that's their business partner.
And my best friend.
Please, it may secretly be his fuck buddy, but you don't know. I'm kidding.
Don't say that! My boyfriend might listen to this podcast!
I mean, you are polyamorous, aren't you?
I mean, yeah. But he has a girlfriend! God!
A girlfriend that I don't get along with. You make me want to make the joke even more now.
I mean, she doesn't really like me, so...
I mean, she's kind of a bitch to everyone. What?
Everyone except for him. Let's hope he doesn't let her hear this podcast.
I wonder what he'd react if he listens to this podcast. Is he gonna kick our asses?
He probably does listen to the podcast. He's probably that 31 person. That last person.
He was like, don't they have a podcast together? I'm kind of curious.
Guys,
wasn't our first podcast episode the Mafia podcast with him in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
It was.
Forgot about that. It was him, Andy, Jason, Justin. Was there anyone else? I think it was just Jason, Justin, him, and Andy. And me and you.
Yeah.
Just all of you crisscross in a bathroom. I still remember that. That's the funny part about it. Like, the behind the scenes, not very many people know this. They were all sitting in a bathroom just doing the podcast with me.
So at first we were in a room, and then we just moved to the bathroom.
Yeah. Wait, I just remembered, didn't somebody fall, like, in the bathtub mid-podcast?
Yes.
I just remembered that. Don't you remember?
I think it was Kruno, he fell.
I remember we were doing a thing and suddenly all you heard was...
It was Jason. He fell. Mid-recording, man. Fell in the shower. He just stayed there for the rest of the shower.
He just didn't get back up. He just laid there.
He was like, ah, guys, fucking hurt. I think I broke something. No, he was just sitting there. So after the podcast, he was just there. He was like, I think I broke something. And I'm not talking about the show.
It's a weird behind the scenes, but it's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Fun for us, not for Jason.
Yeah. Jason was in pain. He had a bruise, like, on his fucking...
I just realized it went into a circle, now I'm in pain.
Yes, it did. It did go into a circle. I had a migraine, bro. I had a whole migraine, and I was just
Have you ever used pillows as a blanket?
Yeah. Have you ever, stayed the night at someone's house and they forget to give you a blanket before they go to sleep?
So you just fucking use all of their pillows and make a pillow for it?
No, I use whatever I can.
It's effective as fuck, my guy.
I'd be using my jacket, bro.
That's because you're tiny.
I'd be like,
It's because you're tiny.
I'm a little offended.
But you are tiny.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you watching? Copyright exists and we can get put in prison for copyright now. Stop it.
This is from TikTok.
Doesn't matter.
Alright, I was watching a video that Kuno had posted that I told you to look at, that I sent to you.
What am I doing with my life?
Also, that wasn't a music. I mean, I know I said that wasn't a music. I meant that wasn't
music. You don't look like music.
All I remember, my favorite part of what our first podcast was when we kept repeating the part where they,
And I just started repeatedly. Don't you remember? I just started killing everyone.
I'm just like, I'm gonna. He was like, "Do you mind if I kill your brother?" He was like, "Yeah, sure." Welcome to the hotel. Can I get you?
I just remembered we came up with this idea we thought was 100% foolproof. What if we just don't leave, and then somebody always drank or ate the food and died of poisoning? What if we just sat there and did nothing? The podcast would have lasted like 5 hours. We're just sitting there in the hotel not doing anything until like eventually die.
We're just still doing the first podcast. They're like, "Hey guys," and someone finally dies, and we're like, "Okay, we're gonna end the podcast here." And they're like, "Hey guys, this has been a 2-year podcast."
That reminds me of that meme. How do you close Team Fortress 2? Looks at Discord. Team Fortress 2, 1 year. I like how the only thing somebody said was that person's PC is probably fried. And yeah, it most likely is.
On what?
If you've had Team Fortress 2 open for a whole year, I'd assume your PC is fried. The question is, what is it?
My PC.
Meow.
You can continue, that's why I stopped.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey guys, if you want to play hey guy. What's up, Greg? Hey, that's Danny's thing. Yeah, that's my thing.
Two guys chilling in their hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Guys, I'm going to steal a clip from...
Sounds like you just said you're going to steal a crib. Just like you're gonna steal a whole gang member. Just take a whole member. You're just gonna politely ask him to get in your car. Just gonna politely ask him to get in your car.
Hey, can you get in my car? Like, sure, why not? Sure. All I have to do is go up to Kuna Blake. If I really want to steal a gang member, just go up to Kuna Blake. Hey, you want to get in my car? Sure. Why not? Joke, by the way, guys.
Could be, could not be. What?
Where is it
not?
Town will never know. Emphasis, unis, honest, outro.
We've been doing this for 44 minutes already. That other last podcast we tried to record was awkward as fuck. This one just flew by.
Oh yeah, so guys, we did a first podcast and I said something. I don't know if it was this podcast or not. I said something that could get us canceled in the future. So I
probably shouldn't have even mentioned that, because now somebody's gonna try and guess what you said.
Oh, they can't.
All I can say is it's nothing homophobic or anything like that, but it's political. That's it.
Yeah, it's not.
That's the only thing I have to say. It's political.
It's political. And so I said something they could get us canceled. I was like, bro. And I was like, bro, I'm gonna get us canceled. We need to start this over. And this goes, bro, we don't even have a career. What can we get canceled for? I ended the thing anyways, because you know how
you're lucky I accepted the fucking comeback, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want them to, like, you know, try to come back and find it. And be like, hey, you guys remember when Justin and I'm like, okay, but why?
What are the odds that our podcast actually does blow up one day?
Cancel culture. We're gonna have cancel culture on our backs. They're like, I'm waiting for you guys to fuck up. I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting. Guys, hey, should we one day stream Minecraft on Twitch?
You could be in my stream, but yeah. They wouldn't be able to hear you unless I was on the phone with you and you just like, well, actually, yeah. Wait, I know a way we could. Because since the Bedrock Edition, we can play, like, I'm on my PlayStation, you're on your phone. We can be on the phone, and I can be streaming it on Twitch and just have my phone there, and they can hear you through me. Fun fact, I figured out how to use my mouse and keyboard for Minecraft. I can't go back to controller ever again now.
They're like, your hands are just like, no ma'am, you can't do it, no ma'am.
Sorry, it's so sad because you don't realize how few games actually have keyboard and mouse support. Like, there's literally, I think, a list of only, like, maybe 30 games.
Hey, guys, should we have, like, a stream where me and Amethyst just sit in silence and you guys just hear me randomly say things?
I don't know why I expect you to say, should we just have a silent stream where you just listen to me breathe every now and then?
Just like...
Me just suddenly chimes in. Can you shut the fuck up?
Hey guys, you wanna know a story about how this one time Amethyst was dumb and thought Canada was
apart?
Shut up!
Shut up!
I was like,
they don't teach me this shit, okay?
It was like last year or so. And no, it was like 2019. And so I'm like,
I just realized we've known each other for 3 years now.
You just realized?
Shut up. Actually, wait, it's soon to be 4 years. Oh shit.
Yeah. It's there. Didn't I meet you on like my birthday? Or was it your birthday?
It was on your birthday, I think. Yeah, it was on your birthday.
Yep, my birthday. Yep, my birthday. And I hate your guts.
You know the funny story? I'm going to tell the story. So, I was dating a family friend, and it was like this situation because like it was middle school.
Family friend? I'm not family.
Yeah, fair.
My friend. A very close friend that I adore and I gave my whole heart to. I adored them because they were so nice to me, and they cared about my family.
Technically, they're a family friend. Your families know each other.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you just made yourself look like a whole dumbass. Shut up.
They already know me.
Let me continue the fucking story. So, me and this person, like, me and the family friend, we're just going to call this person X. So...
Yes.
Me and them were dating. We dated for like 5 months, and like I think it was like maybe a month after we started dating, or like a couple weeks, we like began this like role play family. And Lemon was one of our role play children, and we had another role play child who was the older brother, and like they like role played as like twins. And the story is, basically, I was so busy, like, with my editing career. Like, I was busy with school and shit to a point, like, I actually rarely talked in, like, the family roleplay. So it just became, like, a running thing where he started to hate me because I was, like, a horrible parent.
And I hated him from this. I hated... Shit. It was so different back then, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't even fuck up pronouns. But I hated her from the start, didn't it? Because I didn't like the fact that Alex cared... Well, X cared about someone more than me. Because I am the best boy. And I only matter. And I was in my emo stage and he's going through a loss. But we don't talk about that. Because...
I looked
I'm
back at that family roleplay and it was cringy as fuck. I find it funny because you continued that family roleplay even after me and X broke up.
Yeah. We still sometimes bring it up. I'm like,
we don't talk about that.
Hey, mom. Hey, mom. Hey, mom. Sometimes I just run with him, most of the time it's on accident, but... Talk about it.
It's just wrong because we ended up dating in, like, 2019, or, like, how long did we date?
It was around 2019.
Was it? I think it was 2019. We started dating in February 2019,
beginning
I think.
Of 2019.
I think it was February. Yeah. And then...
It was like in the middle of 2019.
It was like... That's when we broke up, was like the middle of...
It was at the beginning.
Wait, let me think about this.
It was the beginning of 2019.
Wait. Did we actually... Wait, I remember. I think we dated for 2 months. Was it three?
No, we dated for like...
No, I'm 90% sure we dated for way longer.
You mean the first time?
Wait, did we date in 2018? I'm so fucking confused.
We dated three times.
When did we fucking date?
So...
Oh, wait, no, it was 2019. I was getting confused because I was remembering the... Wait.
Because 2018, I still hate you.
When did I date you-know-who? Like, the B.
Think about who the
B Bae?
Is.
No, Bae.
That was 29.
Me and her dated from May.
I keep forgetting that it's 2021.
February, March, April. Fuck.
Remember me and you dated before Bae.
What?
Me and you dated before Bae.
Did we date a little bit before 2019? Before 2019.
Okay, so what
because
happened?
Because I dated that person from May.
Okay, guys, and you guys know it's and
supposed to so.
Yeah. So basically what happened is we began to be friends at like close to the end of 2018. And then 2019.
Oh, yeah, me and you started dating in January.
No, you started dating in like 20.
That's why it felt weird. We dated for 4 months. Because yeah. I remembered we dated for 4 to 5 months. But doing that math, if we. It wouldn't have made sense because I got with Bae in May. So we started dating in January.
Yeah, we dated for like.
And January, February, March, April. Yeah, we broke up in April. Just realized that you're not. Yeah, we broke up in April. I remember we broke up like three separate times because of like mental shit. But we just don't count it as separated because it only lasted like I think at longest like a week or two. But even at that span, even at the times where we were broken up, we still cuddled and everything.
My slurs.
I realize you're not the only person I ended up not lasting with in April. I left that, you remember that older person that was, like, mentally, like, you know? Sky.
Uh, yeah. You dated her at the Bay, right?
And then me and them ended up breaking up in like April of 2020. September, January, February, March, April, May. I ended up dating that person for 5 months, and looking back at it, that relationship was horrible. Did you hear that they're getting married? Well, no, you wouldn't hear about that, but Sky's getting married. The explanation for anyone that's wondering is, it was like a 4-year age difference. So when we got together, I think I was just turning 16, and they were 19 and they were turning 20. So we had a 4-year age difference. And it was a polyamorous relationship, but it was like, it was very fucked. And after we broke up, they ended up getting with their best friend, and now they're getting married. The person and I, we do have a better friendship now, but it's not like a close friendship. Honestly, could we realistically even have a good friendship after the shit that happened in our relationship? I don't think so.
When I was fucked up, my sense of time. 2020 fucked me over, guys. I'm the wrong person to talk about time with. If you ever ask me how many, what period of time my relationships were in, I'm gonna say they all were in 1 year. Huh? In my house? Oh no, someone dropped into my house, guys.
I think we should go ahead and end the podcast here since it's been 56 minutes. I don't care. I want to lay down. And because my mom was bringing food back for me, so odds are he has my food.
I just gotta. Yeah. Well, guys, that was a nice podcast. And so, next time on here, we're gonna be talking about anime. And I hope you're prepared for that, because yes, I like anime. Didn't tell about the other conversation we had earlier, unless that was another podcast, and it probably was, but I don't know. So, and you guys better go watch our other podcast if you haven't already.
We even have
it. And you better go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yeah, we have a YouTube. I don't know what it's called yet, but it's there somewhere.
YouTube channel, but I don't know about you.
Maybe we do.
I do have a second YouTube account that I could change to be our YouTube channel.
Out there yet.
But
damn it, I just ruined the surprise. I guess you guys know I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, if you want to find my YouTube channel, my YouTube is basically nothing but like highlights of like my favorite moments and like Overwatch and shit. It's occasionally like full videos and shit, but I'm just very busy. So I prefer to stream on Twitch because it's easier than spending 40 minutes editing. But I'm gonna save it off here.
My boyfriend plans to watch his podcast. I really hope he knows
you can end this off.
That whole hookup thing you said was a joke.
Well, go ahead and end up in the night.
Yes. Bye bye.
End it off.
What? Oh yeah. Oh. What was I saying? I forget. So yeah, guys. I'm working on a Discord channel with friends and whatever.
We should make our own Discord because I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to be in a Discord with with you know who. No.
Boy Teddy?
In a Discord with Teddy, but Teddy's boyfriend. I don't really like him, and he doesn't like me. We have a mutual understanding. Well, he doesn't know I don't like him, but I think it should be obvious.
Anyways,
but yeah.
Can
we end the talk now? All right, I'll end it. So it's Lauren, like...
let's end this off with a plus ultra.
Podcast, really random stuff that we just like kind of think of off the top of our heads. If you want to like stay tuned, I think you can follow the podcast. I don't remember, but yeah, you can follow our podcast.
So this is gonna be on Spotify, guys.
Follow the podcast, etc. And then whatever platform you think it, just this is. It's not really our dream to be professional podcasters. Of course, it's not like we want this to stay small. Of course, we'd love to have fans. We both have our own experiences with fans due to like Instagram, like platforms and shit. But a podcast, this is something that we like appreciate more as a passion project, because it's just something we can like use to like talk and like just kind of express our opinions on things. But yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, our conversations get.
But let's go ahead and end this. I'm gonna leave the recording. You end it.
Let's end this with a plus.